This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. It's a rainy day, but tomorrow it's going to be 75 degrees. We've got spring already here. And we want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by Stan McNabb, where they provide quality vehicles from Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, and Cadillac to the Murfreesboro, Mac Menville, and Shelbyville, Tennessee area. Their large selection ensures that they have a vehicle for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. And for a quality used car in Tullahoma, visit their dealership located at 2000 North Jackson Street. They have a large inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to select from. At Stan McNabb Automotive, they pride themselves in the quality that they offer on all of their used cars, which makes them a major destination for used vehicles. And only at Stan McNabb can you get free oil changes and free tires for the life of that vehicle. I have a very special guest on today, Mr. Dwight Faircloth, whom I have known for a long time. And you have such an interesting last name, Dwight. it seems like it just echoes with history here.
It seems to. Yes, it does. And thank you for having me on the show. And Truman and I have talked many times about the background of the Faircloths and where my great-grandparents were, and so we think there's a connection here, and it's quite interesting. Yes, it is. I, of course, I love history.
And, oh, I do too.
And especially this local history, just my cup of tea. But
you cannot live in Rutherford County unless you have a little bit of knowledge of where we came from to why we're here, where we are today.
That's right. You have to know where we've been and where we are to get to where we are now. Of course, I agree with you. Yeah.
Now, the history of the Faircloths, can you give me a little bit of background on your dad and your granddad and where all that started from?
Absolutely. My dad was born and raised in North Florida. We have a lot of Faircloths that go to wound up in Georgia, North Carolina, and a few of us in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the Civil War, I believe it was, and my ancestors... The men got out and got a horse and $20, and they rode as far as Murfreesboro. And that's as far as one of them got, and they spent the night. And the other one said, I'm going home. This one said, I've rode all the horse I can ride. I'm staying in Middle Tennessee. So I thought that quite interesting. And my dad just loved Murfreesboro when he came up here. And my dad was a history buff. And so and I was born and raised in Lakeland, Florida, but I came here in 1965 at Seward Air Force Base. And have not regretted it a day. I knew I'd found a home the minute I got here.
In 1965, you came to Air Force Base.
I came in December 1965 to Seward Air Force Base in Smyrna. I got discharged here and went to work for the airlines in 1969. So it's been a wonderful experience and haven't left since and hopefully never will.
So you went from Seward Air Force Base... And then you went to work at the air base in Nashville.
In Nashville.
Did you happen to run into Steve Fitchhugh in all that time?
Absolutely. One of my dear friends. I'm still missing him. What a great guy. He was, the funny part, he was my commander when I was in the Air Force one time for about a year. And then, of course, I got out and he later retired. And, I went to work, like you say, for the airlines in Nashville. And so I kept in communication with him because he stayed at Smyrna, and I think he was on the board, but
yes,
anyway,
he was actually he was over it. Yeah,
great gentleman, great guy, Colonel Fitchhugh.
Yeah, I still think about him quite often because he was one of the more interesting people that I've ever known. And you couldn't bring up a subject that he was not acutely aware of.
That's exactly right.
And his beautiful daughter is married to my brother. Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. Of course,
that.
Mike is a champion type fella. I'm talking about Robbie's brother.
I sure.
Mean, just a sweet group, and I still miss I miss Ann also.
Oh, absolutely. What a family. And they were people persons. They were very much a people person, I call them. And I love to be around them, just enjoyed being around them. And Middle Tennessee is just one of the most awesome places in the world to live, and I'm thankful to be here.
Now, were you aware while you were at the base at Seward that imminently it was going to close? It was coming to an end.
I found out less than 30 days, probably 2 weeks after I was here, they made an official announcement. We were called into a meeting and was told by the base commander that it was officially going to close. And I believe they had figured 1970 or 71. Mm-hmm. It was still open when I got out in 69, but I thought, what a sad loss, because so many of the airmen wanted to get out and stay here, and retirees wanted to stay in the Murfreesboro-Smyrna area. So mm-hmm. it was something the airmen out there and families really loved the area.
And you went from one place that was closing down to another that was really getting started to grow. I mean, the airport in the Metropolitan Airport has changed so much since the time you started, and Colonel Fitchie was there, and all the things that were going on.
He and his folks brought it from a what they would call sometime a regional airport or metropolitan airport into the international status, mm-hmm. and at one time, and it had international flights. So they have been big in the advancement of the airport in Nashville and its mm-hmm. quality. It's a very highly rated airport.
And when 9/11 happened, everything changed, because I can remember going through the airport. You could take your whole family back there with you when you were getting ready to depart, and just have a nice visit with everyone. Very little stress. But since 9/11, it seems like everything has changed.
It has changed so much, and I know I retired April 1st of 2000, just a little over a year before this happened. 9/11 happened, and when I did fly after that, I would find so many changes mm-hmm. in security policies. You could not take your families, only ticketed passengers. So mm-hmm. it's been a tremendous change in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you left there, you've been in kind of like in the development business here.
Right.
Now, you've been in real estate. Yeah, I shouldn't have said kind of, should I?
No, you're right. That's right. I'm enjoying it. I don't know if I should say who I'm with or not, but
yeah, go ahead.
I'm associated with Bob Parks. I'm in the auction and land office. I sell more than I probably auction off, but anyway, I can do it all with my license, and trying to do development. And I'm working on some things as we speak, and that would be hopefully an advancement and put people to work is one of the big things that I enjoy trying to work on. So I am working on that as we speak. Thank you for mentioning it.
And developing, there are a lot of things going on. Of course, it's changed a lot since you started. You've been through the real good times.
Good times,
and then kind of the down times.
Yeah, you have to take the bad with the good, because I remember when I started, the man who trained me years ago was he developed Stones River Mall and different shopping centers in the area where Target, Lowe's are, that whole area. So he was instrumental and taught me a lot of things about development. So he and I were friends as well as business partners, and we had a good relationship, the families.
Now, do you do mostly commercial development?
I do a lot of commercial, but I get as many calls for home sales and mm-hmm. auctions as I do, and because we have a wonderful staff, about 30 auctioneers, and we can get the job done. So I do whatever anybody wants done and try to work as hard for them as I can. I don't take a lot of things at one time, because it spread yourself too thin, but I want to do, you know, as good as I can, not bragging, but I enjoy what I do and working with people, and that's, of course, one part of my life that I'm doing now, and I enjoy it.
You know, we're so fortunate in this area. We were affected. I mean, everybody
Absolutely.
Was. And I've always heard that the Rutherford County area was so multifaceted when you relate to business. And, of course, the Chamber of Commerce has done a great job, and mm-hmm. all the government officials
Absolutely.
Here have really have been superior in that particular area. Do you find that Murfreesboro or Rutherford County, let's just take in all of Rutherford County, is still a magnet for all these industries that want to grow and want to find a good place to locate, not only for the business, but also for their families to come into, because that's a big
Absolutely.
Plus.
I noticed the city and county officials want business in, because it does put people to work. It's a business-friendly community. And then you can also, when you're trying to sell a company on moving to Rutherford County, you can also sell them on the fabulous school systems we have, the
it
low
really
taxes,
is.
And people don't realize how high taxes are in some areas of the country, and that is, of course, hurting them, and we're trying to help get people in this community to come into Rutherford County community so that we can put people to work and hopefully keep taxes down, and that it's easy to sell Rutherford County, sell people on Rutherford County. You've got so many pluses to give to them, like low crime, for instance, and thanks to people like yourself who were determined we were going to keep crime down to a minimum, and communities that work together, play together, and go to church together, etc. And this is so easy to sell outsiders on Rutherford County. And I think word has gotten out over the years, because look at the difference in the last 30 and 40 years, what's happened. So,
you know, sometimes I think that you get spoiled when things are going so well. And I'm constantly amazed when I read negative things about what's going on in our community. It doesn't matter which area, you're going to be a target of some type of complaints. And when I go down to, say, Panama City, I go down there and walk the beautiful beaches and enjoy the atmosphere, and then I'll pick up the newspaper down there and read about all the complaints, all the issues of the people who live there. That really, it seems like they're blinded to all the wonderful things that's going on. And you know, you want to go down there and, oh man, I could stay down here. But
well, that's right.
But this place right here, when people come to it, it's such an eye opener to them, because
it is.
You hardly have this quality of living anywhere else that I know of.
That's right.
And sometimes I don't think that, just like I'll constantly call Harry Gill and say, you know, you are doing a great job.
Yeah,
that.
You go.
you really are. And of course, you got Mayor Bragg, who does an absolute wonderful job, and Mayor Burgess.
Burgess.
And then you got the Smyrna officials and the Eagleville officials that do a great job. And sometimes I don't think that we thank them enough for
That's
what
right.
they do. And of course, people like you, you're directly involved in government in some way, because you're throwing money into government
it.
Instead of taking it out in a lot of ways.
We're trying, and like I say, it's so easy to sell outsiders on the wonderful living conditions and working conditions, and even, yes, playing conditions, if you will, in this county. Even restaurants, we continue to bring in restaurants, and people say, when is this going to stop? Well, it's a meet and greet for a lot of people who I find it's even a social network. You meet it with people at the restaurants and things like after business hours. And I find that it's just a wonderful community, and our officials do care.
Yeah.
They do care. They, like yourself, you always trying to increase the quality of our sheriff's department, and which we appreciate, by the way. And thank you for what you did all those years. And it's not easy. I didn't envy you a bit when you was a sheriff and the job that you had.
I didn't envy me either.
Oh, you did a wonderful job, and I don't complain. And that's the reason I vote, too, like I did this morning, early voting. I don't want to complain if I don't vote. So I urge people to get out there. That's just a free commercial there.
I think that's one part of our freedom that we should always take part in, because you know, sometimes the choices may not be the best choices, but it's going to be your choice when
it's
you go
choice.
To the poll, and you're going to make that decision. And you were talking about the restaurants. I know that what you're saying is actually true, because there are watering holes all across Rutherford County and people will go there just for the friendship and the conversation,
exactly.
and trying to find out what's going on in the community. And I know I find myself doing it sometimes. I just get this. I've got to have a fix on some gossip. So I'll head to one of the restaurants or whatever, and we'll all, and you of course I've seen you at a number of them, right. And we'll sit down and try to exactly. catch up on some of the things that
I love it.
Are either happening or supposedly happening. Yeah, right. It's not a mathematical certainty that's going to be accurate,
but we try, and it's just, and you feel better after you talk to the people, and you know, I'm an optimist, I'm not a pessimist, so I can only look on good side of things. Hardly ever do I look on bad side, but I try to make myself an optimist versus a pessimist, and no matter what I do, and it makes life a lot easier. So I enjoy, like this morning at lunch, I was talking to a family, I had not seen them for a while, and it was just good to catch up on how you kids and grandkids doing. Mm-hmm. So people do care in Rutherford County.
Yeah, and you not only are involved in business, but you also are involved in entertaining.
Yes, I am. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, I've, for about 28 years, I guess I have promoted concerts, and especially in Murfreesboro, mainly the Murfreesboro area, and gospel music concerts. That's been a lot of fun, challenging, but a lot of fun, trying to bring, you know, I think church is great, but we need some time, we just need a real uplifting, and sometimes music does that, and so I just bring in one group at the time, and it works out good, like tomorrow night and next Saturday and this Saturday. I've got three coming up in the very near future, but it's fun to do, and I've enjoyed that for 28 years.
Do you have a group, or do you have a ledger that has a number of groups, and do you try to fit them in somewhere, or are they basically looking for a place to perform?
Well, I work with the agencies. Most are in Nashville. Greater Visions Agency is in Atlanta, and I've got the Hoppers in North Carolina. But most of the agencies are, of course, in Nashville, and they work with me on doing this. The overhead has gotten so high because of the fuel, but it's still working out fine. And I've got one of the greatest tomorrow night. Some of the Gaither artists will be in Murfreesboro.
They're good.
Jeff and Sherry Eastrover, right. Farmer's Family Restaurant at 7 o'clock. And we try to make tickets as cheap as possible in this venue, and which is, it's not for us to make money on, it's to get by. And then if we do it at churches, of course, we do it for an offering. But what we try to do, and then Saturday night, the Dixie Melody Boys from North Carolina will be here. Mm-hmm. And the following Saturday, we'll have Squire Parsons, who wrote the great song, Beulah Land.
Oh, my favorite song. When Lisa Williams sings that, it just puts chills down my back.
He wrote that in 73 and done quite well with it. And, of course, he's written about 3,000 others, but he writes.
He wrote it when?
About 1973.
Oh, really?
That's one of his first songs.
I really thought that song was older than that.
He wrote that, and he had quit teaching his teaching job in school in West Virginia, moved to North Carolina to join the Kingsman Quartet, and that was an instant hit. He wrote that, and so he was going. They're going to be here next Saturday night, a week from Saturday night. So
it seems like sometimes that Beulah Land just kind of transcends other songs when you have the right voice that sings it. It just mesmerizes me.
And the writer that usually writes a song can usually probably perform it better than anybody else. It was written from the heart, and they didn't have to write it, so they can usually put it across to where people really enjoy it. So
now you must have forgot I'll Always Love You, Dolly Parton, and then Whitney Houston. I believe that one went a little bit beyond.
Woo! Yeah. But we try to have some good gospel music artists, and most of them we have are on the Bill Gaither videos, or homecoming series, they call it, on TV. So, and tomorrow night, I'd love to see folks come see me tomorrow night.
You know, two of my favorite, I guess they call them genres now, would be gospel, and I love country western.
Country western.
Yeah. And I think you need to promote country western a little bit more, Dwight.
Okay.
Because this is, you know, they're both great for this area. But country western, of course, Fred Goodwin does a great job. Probably know Fred.
No, Fred.
Fred does a tremendous job. He not only promotes them here, but he promotes them all across the country.
Well, they go, you know, believe this or not, country and gospel so many times go hand in hand.
Right. They do.
Years ago, we had the Oak Ridge Boys here when they were strictly gospel.
Goodness gracious, they're
now
good.
They have gone to country, but they still have their beliefs are the same. Nothing changed there.
Right.
And on their performances, you're going to get gospel music. They think that, you know, you do country music, but you think, well, I'm going to hear country, but with them, you will hear gospel on their programs, and they're still honored and admired in Nashville amongst the institution. But most of the country artists you talk to, so I just couldn't do a show without putting gospel music at the end of it, maybe finishing it with that. And it says a lot, you know.
If you look at somebody like Elvis Presley, his started in the church. That's where he started singing. And then he moved on. He tried to get into the Grand Ole Opry, and then that didn't work. I don't know how they missed it. Maybe he shook a little bit too much for
him. Much shaking going on.
But then he hit it big, went into rock. But you remember that some of his best songs were gospel songs as he went along.
Fabulous. Absolutely. Yeah. In fact,
I didn't even know he could sing until he started singing some of the gospel songs.
He sang some Squire Parsons songs and different ones and could do them quite well. A friend of mine used to work for him the last 7 years he lived, J.D. Sumner of the Stamps Quartet. They backed him. And J.D. said that's all he wanted to do when he got off stage was sing gospel, but he put gospel on his stage. So you always heard three or four gospel songs, like How Great Thou Art. That was one of his favorites. And so that country and gospel go quite well together.
Did you? I'm sure you heard the Oak Ridge Boys perform when they came to MTSU.
Oh, yeah.
And is it Ray Sturgeon? The real deep bass voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. He lives up in Hendersonville.
I know I'm close, but I'm not hitting.
J.D. brought him to Nashville in the old days. Richard Sturban, I think.
That's it, Richard Sturban. Yeah, you're right.
He's the bass singer.
And I can remember we were listening to them while we're sitting at MTSU, and I literally could feel the seats move when he would hit those deep voices. I mean, the sound of it was actually moving your seat around. It was just like people sitting around stomping.
Vibrate.
It was the same thing. I have never heard anybody hit those notes before.
J.D. wanted to give him a chance and brought him down for about 2 years, put him to work as his bass singer, which J.D. didn't need any help. But anyway, he put him to work till he could find a job, and then the Oak Ridge Boys needed a bass singer and hired him. So that's why, like I say, a lot of times you're country and gospel go closer together than you think they would. But
you like to sing quite a bit yourself, and you're pretty good at it, too, from what I can hear.
I sing. I love it. I always say it's a shame I can't sing pretty, but, that's okay. I make a joyful noise and sing a little bass sometime. Used to sing with a group, and it's been years now since I've been with a group, but I miss it, still miss it, and love to do it. And
you mean you're not singing now?
Only at church. I sing a little bit at church in the choir and the little group I got, but we don't sing out and don't get to sing too much, but that's okay. I would love to sing again, but sometimes you have to travel with it, and it makes it a little bit difficult when you travel, and you don't want to be away from church too much. And of course, I'm getting old now. So.
Oh, you're still young.
I'm still young. I still love it, and it's rooted in me. And I guess from my earlier days of, J.D. Sumner and I grew up in the same town in Florida.
Lakeland?
Lakeland, Florida. Uh-huh. And during the Depression, the families lived next to each other as sharecroppers. But J.D.'s daddy didn't read and write and told him that one day, said, you're going to be a sharecropper or a farmer. That's the best you can expect. And J.D. said, not out in this hot boiling sun picking strawberries and everything else.
Not very good options there.
And so I'm going to learn to sing, and he did at these camp meetings. And, of course, one thing led to another. Next thing you know, he's with the Blackwoods and then the Stamps. And we became close friends. Always a lot older than me. We became close friends when he moved from Memphis to Nashville. And I still miss him today. I was on his bus just before he died, but because he always loved to help people. He loved the down and out. And so he's always trying to help somebody. And I really admire and respect him for that. But, we still miss him. But gospel music is just something I grew up with and still love it. I love it. Always wish I could play instruments I tried to learn one time, didn't do too good at it. But anyway, it's fun to listen to, and it's fun to sing with them sometime. And
You know, gospel music is, of course, like any other music, you have to have the talent and the voice to put it across the way it needs to be.
Yeah, you do.
And that's something I always watch when I'm watching and listening to gospel music is I will listen to the voices, which that's the first thing I'm wanting to lock on to. And the next thing is I watch how the emotions are played out with the singer.
Right.
Because
right.
sometimes you can look at there and then you don't really have a good feeling about it.
No, it maybe feel like they're in neutral or not with it or whatever you however you want. Sometimes
yeah, they're, like they're more performing.
Performing. Yeah.
Than they are trying to reach out.
That's right, from the heart. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like that, and but once it gets in your system, it's hard to get out. It is. I've always, like I said, I've always loved it, still love it, and always will, I'm sure. And I sang with a guy one time for 3.5 years till he passed away, and we sang a lot of the old convention type songs with his quartet, and he looked at a preacher one time. Before it was on Saturday night in some church, and I forgot where we were at, probably in Dixon or something. But he said, "Preacher, you're going to have to lay down your Bible when we get to heaven. It'll only be music. Won't be any need for you to preach. It'll be too late then." And I thought that was kind of comical, but it's a lot of truth to it. So music will live on and on.
You know, I'm constantly looking at people who have performed all of their lives or most of their lives, and it becomes an itch that you just have to scratch. Because it becomes addictive.
It does become addictive, yeah. You can't stop. I've got friends in the music business, and they just feel like they're helping somebody when they go on stage mm-hmm. and sing. I like the group coming tomorrow night, one Saturday night, and like the group tomorrow night, their ancestors had groups that sang, mm-hmm. and back before there was buses and whatever. And so, it gets in your blood and you can't get it out. Do you sing, Truman?
Oh, I am one of the best singers you've ever heard. If you ever want to hear me sing mm-hmm. at the highest level, stop by the house one day when I'm taking a shower. And if it doesn't sound good, then I'm really messing myself up.
Well, at least you're not off key when you sing in the
oh,
shower.
Oh, yes, I am. Even in
even
the shower.
In showers,
even in the shower.
Oh, my goodness. Brian, I've heard it all, haven't you?
All right. We're going to take a quick break and let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Golden Coin Connection at 2568 South Church Street, and that's beside Gateway Tire Center in the Strip Mall, and they're also located at 5631 New Nashville Highway. You didn't get that place for them, did you?
No.
You messed up, didn't you?
I messed up.
And the owners are Pastor Larry Dunn of ERO Ministries and partners Chris Chico and Wayne Everly. And they buy scrap gold, jewelry, platinum, coins, and silverware. They have vintage sports collectibles and even some great antiques. And for a fair and honest evaluation of your collectibles, take them by and see Pastor Larry Dunn and his partners today at the Golden Coin Connection at 2568 South Church Street or 5631 New Nashville Highway and give them a call at 890-2646.
Are you thinking about retirement living for yourself or a loved one? Think Adams Place in Murfreesboro. Retirement and assisted living, rehabilitation, and long-term care are available on their picturesque campus. Think it's too expensive? Think again. Adams Place Assisted Living starts as low as $100 a day. If you need a vacation, take advantage of assisted living's respite care for your loved one. Adams Place Retirement Community in Murfreesboro. Senior living at its finest.
This is Bill Bonner, property assessor of Rutherford County. In 2008, I ran my campaign on being fair and honest. And since that campaign, nothing has changed. I continue to be fair, honest, and treat everyone equal. I believe in Rutherford County, believe in giving back to the community. I'm running again and asking for your vote for property assessor. I love my job and serving you. Please vote for me as your property assessor for Rutherford County. I'm Bill Bonner, and I approve this message.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Polly Walls, what sets Omni Hut apart from other restaurants?
Consistency, service, atmosphere. We've been fortunate with a staff that's stayed in place. So you get to know your customers, and we're feeding third, fourth, fifth generation in some families now.
Catch the Aloha spirit at the Omni Hut.
Locally owned and operated since 1960. Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
Now, Good Neighbor Events from WGNS. The AARP is offering a free tax aid program to persons age 60 plus whose total family income is $50,000 per year or less. This is over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, and appointments are necessary. Phone 848-2550 for information. A similar service for all ages over at the Greenhouse Ministries. That too requires a total household income of $50,000 or less. Now here's a date to put on your calendar, March the 17th. That's a Saturday night. And the Fun Backstage Bash on the street right in front of the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Great food, and let me tell you, phenomenal music, the big band sound of Music City Swing. For information about this annual Center for the Arts fundraiser, call them at 904-ARTS. A special Lawn and Garden 101. That's going to be March the 2nd and 3rd, Friday and Saturday. There is a $10 fee, and that includes lunch on Saturday, as well as all the materials. Phone 898-7710 for information. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
Smoked wings, barbecue, the redneck nachos, you know what I'm talking about. It's Kirk and Burt Smokehouse Grill on Kaysen Lane. Stop on in. Each day they've got great specials for you. Kirk and Burt Smokehouse Grill on Kaysen Lane here in Murfreesboro.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
And welcome back with Dwight Faircloth. And we want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And that's Melissa Warren's business. And they're located at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H. And that's right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. Did you get that business for her, Dwight?
Oh, I should have.
Well, messed up again.
I messed up.
And what they do is they go into your home when you're no longer able to take care of the normal chores there. And they will take all of that for you and also run errands and make sure that all you have to do at home is just enjoy life. And
great.
If that sounds good, call them at 713-4639 or pull them up on the internet, www.AtHomeCareTennessee.com. And again, that's 713-4639.
Very good.
And we were talking off the air, and a lot of the businesses that are wanting to relocate in here,
they are.
A lot of them are wanting to find maybe existing space that they might have to remodel a little bit.
Exactly.
But the location is what they're looking for.
Location is so important in any kind of industry. It's whether it be food, whether it be a office or whatever, there's very few places that can go in the back of something and not doesn't matter. And so that's what they're looking for most when they come in. How can I be visible? That's the question I get to be asked. What is the traffic count on Church Street? What would be the traffic count on Old Fort Parkway, which we know is tremendous, and whatever, wherever it is, they want to know what traffic count is, what's around it, what the average people make, and how many people, is there 100,000 within a 10-mile area or whatever, you know what I mean, 5-mile, whatever. So that's what a lot of looking for different things. And so, and we just have to keep our head up, our chin up, for people coming in and say, we can't just say, well, there's empty space, it's going to be empty forever. That's not necessarily true. And I think there's more aggressive business people here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, there are in a lot of areas of the country. Yeah.
Now, how is it? I know they pick your brain when they start talking to you about what they tell you, the type of business that they have, and then it's up to you to try to find out exactly the type of location that would fit more into their needs. And there's some areas like the major thoroughfares that have so much traffic and so much business and so many entrances and exits. How are you able to, and probably have competition in there too, how are you able to bring those businesses in there and sell them on the fact that they're going to be successful in that particular area?
Well, you know, a lot of times I will talk to the city planning department or zoning department or the county, depending on where it usually, you know, city, and see what they're willing to have, tell them what we're looking at a lot of times and see what we need. Now, I think the city is trying to get the infrastructure so that we can have, you know, good things. I looked at a place the other day. It was an older building and in another town, and somebody wants it. But for the parking they would have, it's got about only 20% of the parking capacity that needs to do that business. And so those things you have to look at. And you, and I can't sell the man on, you know, 300-seat restaurant and only 20 parking spaces or 40, you know, whatever. And where the rest of them going to park? Well, they're going to drive off and go to another restaurant to eat or whatever it may be. And so what would be around it, for instance, the town square, those areas, just what is conducive to business, you know, and what's it like and what's what can they expect? They're wanting to know what kind of revenue they can generate out of their business. And so that's what we just try to work all facets.
And you have to be a complete expert in that because you're the one that's going out. And as you said earlier, you're talking to the people about the city codes and and all those people and how are we going to be able to work together through these rules and regulations. And then you have to go back to the people, the business owners, and try to work out some type of arrangement for them. That has to be pretty tough sometimes.
It is. It's
because I know you did that with the farmer's family, a restaurant that came in.
When the farmer's family came in, it was had it been another restaurant called Pan Asian, and I don't know how well they did. I'm not that familiar with it. But we had to look at what were the potential, what were the possibilities, who's going to be around it. And of course they choose not to sell alcoholic beverages at Farmer's Family Restaurant because it's just like it says, family atmosphere. And so, and I can understand his concern. Well, we found there was Lifeway there, of course, Office Max, Marty and Liz, and there's going to be a couple more. We not 100% sure yet, but anyway, we want to be where families are not ashamed or embarrassed to bring in the little ones and don't expect a lot of foolishness. We've got a Christian organization and a gentleman that really wants to make it work. So I thought that would be the place. It was a little off the beaten path, but it's between, you know, Walmart and Home Depot. So I thought, well, you know, you'll have traffic passing and we'll see it. Plus, if the word gets out, maybe it'll work. And I think it will work. And luckily, fortunately, it has worked. And Billy Rayner is a great guy. Go by and see him. I hope folks stop, say hello to him, eat with him. And tomorrow night, I'd love to see a lot of people there. I'll be there tomorrow night and picking on everybody and saying hello.
Are you going to be playing a little bit, too, or are you just going to watch?
I think I'm going to be emceeing or something is what I've been
told. Are you?
I probably will be.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
I wind up emceeing some things, and I do benefit shows, you know, sometime in different places, and do they'll ask me to emcee, and which is fine. I love to do it. And tomorrow night, I've been asked to introduce some folks, and I will do that. We'll have some Nashville people coming out tomorrow night, and of course, locally, and we got a big place, so come on out, folks. We can see close to 300.
Do you book any of the – I thought it actually seated more than that. But you may be right. In fact, I know you're right. I'm not.
It's probably around 300. Yeah, we'll have a little stage that goes up just for the concerts, a small one, and put them in the corner.
And there's plenty of parking over there.
Oh, parking galore, absolutely.
Yeah, as long as you don't mind walking, there's plenty of parking.
It is. It's good, and people are so friendly. I found the customers come in there just really enjoy each other's company as much as anything. It's amazing.
You're exactly
right. It's like a social thing, and I think it's wonderful. But I don't think I'll be singing tomorrow night because I don't want to run a crowd off and you know, like that. And then when you see me tomorrow night, if you haven't seen me before, you'll see why Truman has me on his radio program, because I got a face made for radio. So
I don't know. I think you look a little bit like Spencer Tracy. And I guarantee Katharine Hepburn would absolutely love you.
Think so?
I didn't even think about it till you said that. And I said, this is Spencer Tracy all over again. I was watching some little crazy thing. It was, you know, these little intermission things in between movies on Turner Classic Movies and something like that. And they'll play these little 15 or 20 minute things. And they had this group they were actually standbys for movie stars. And I guess there's 50 or 60, maybe MGM or one of them. And they did. They looked so close to the star. I mean, they didn't. Most of them didn't look as good. But yeah, but they were close enough. And you could have been on. Of course, that's we were probably not even living when that thing came on.
Well, thank you. I consider that a compliment. But I have a face made for radio, I feel like, sometime. And that's, I've been on some radio stations, haven't been on many TV stations, but I enjoy it. I love it. Radio is just still so important to me.
Radio, to me, is the best of all the medias because you can be yourself.
Be yourself.
You can be loose. You can don't take yourself too serious. and talk about important things.
That's right.
That mean a lot to you. And we were talking about the restaurant business. And one thing, I have always been impressed with people who start restaurants. And it's got to be one of the toughest businesses in the world. You never have much home life.
Right.
And that's one, I have so much respect for Jim Demas and Doris when they opened up here. Of course, when one door closes, another door opens. And long as you have a vision of how things should be and you want to please the customers, you know, it's amazing how successful they can become, because you and I have seen restaurants come here and they open for all the right reasons, and then all of a sudden they become apathetic about it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And the sad thing about it is, once you have a good clientele, a good group of people coming in, it becomes like a family to them, and they enjoy meeting each other.
Oh,
and you know you're going to see people you know. And people don't realize how important that is for someone going out on the night of the town and being able to see friends and family in restaurants and be able to enjoy each other's company.
Oh, exactly. I think it's very important. You almost have to be married to a restaurant to make a go of it.
You do.
And I admire somebody that does that, because maybe that wouldn't be me. But I've seen people who were had restaurateurs, and they would meet people, and they just love to work at it 6-7 days a week, and it was just it's a work and a hobby to them, so it can be fun.
Do you have much contact with the chamber when you're looking for business, or maybe business or looking for somebody else?
We try to work with our chamber,
because there's always got to be some ingredient, as many things that we have going on in Rutherford County and in Murfreesboro here. There's always got to be something that we're missing. Do you ever look for the missing puzzle?
Yes. You know, and I think we have one of the greatest chamber of commerce I've ever seen.
There are
a lot of towns our size would have a very small one. They say, well, there's nothing for them to do. But this chamber stays very busy, very active, and they do care about merchants. They care about people coming in. They want people to come in. So
I was impressed when they had their honored guest on a week or two ago,
right?
And they gave out the awards, and the people that came up and accepted them, I tell you what, it was awe inspiring to me.
Very inspiring.
Because when they went up and told how they got started and all the pitfalls and what all they had to go through to get to where they are now, and of course, I still think back to Richard Reeves when he started his pharmacy many years ago, and look how it has grown. You're talking about a small business getting started and just all of a sudden exploding.
Well, people can relate to Richard Reeves. I think, of course, not just because he was city council or mayor, but I'm saying, you know, he is a people person.
He is.
And he's very easy to talk to. He cares. I think he truly cares. And he's just, he's fun to talk to, as well as a great businessman.
And Shane and Rick have taken over and running. And if you don't like to go in and buy any type of drugs, at least stop by and get a milkshake, like we used to do on the square years ago.
Yes, sir. Get a milkshake.
And you could pick your farms. I think there's about 5 or 6 of them on the square when I was a kid.
Used to be, didn't there?
Yeah.
And I love to stop in there and just to talk to people. They always have great employees and themselves, and Richard is to be admired for what he's done.
You see, the business has, they've expanded, and they seem to be going further and further out. I mean, Murfreesboro business community is really expanded. And really and of course they're building all these the Joby Jackson and the Veterans Parkway mm-hmm. and all those other things. Do you think that we will ever? I know what the answer is. We will never catch up to all the growth that's in here with far as the traffic is concerned.
You're right.
There's no way.
The only thing we can do is try, mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing is now. Trying, and that's what we have to do, is to try to make sure, because the town I came from is progressive. Public supermarket is hometown is where I came from, and I noticed they built a bypass already. It was open about 3 or 4 years ago, like we're trying to do now. Mm-hmm. And some people had fought it because they said, oh, well, it's just wasted money, wasted roads. And now they say, what would we have done now without that road to help us and get the truckers in and whatnot and keep the locals separated more from them. And so I think we're doing the right thing trying.
Yeah, you try to get down Broad Street between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock and you
at lunch it's not even pretty.
Oh yeah, I mean it's unreal. But you know, people, especially Old Murfreesboro, you're more likely to eat at a restaurant probably away from the interstate mm-hmm. than you are, because you know you've got a lot of travelers coming through and they're looking for good places to eat, so they're going to take up quite a bit of that space.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm noticing is in the downtown area you're starting to see more cars coming in from Bedford County and Coffee County.
Absolutely.
And Wilson County. Cannon County brings a lot of people in.
It
here
it sure does. Yes, it does, and it's going to be more. I noticed our medical center, for instance, as it has expanded and mm-hmm. continues, that's another plus for this town. So many people now would have to go to Nashville. In fact, people in Murfreesboro did for years to a specialist that you're now going to Murfreesboro mm-hmm. for and staying right here in Murfreesboro, which is wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Of course, you get people from out of Canada coming here, spend money, and they, you know, not just buy gas, but they eat when they're here or go shopping or whatever. So it helps the business community, and of course we're getting the very best of care health wise.
And you're talking about off the Medical Center Parkway. We're talking about the avenue,
and you've
got a lot of upscale places there.
Yes, sir.
And as you well know, the wives, if they were going to buy something real, real nice at one time, they would either go to Davidson County or Williamson County.
That's exactly right.
And now it's just the opposite. You see Davidson County cars and Williamson County cars coming over into Rutherford County now.
Hundred Oaks and Hickory Hollow just fallen by the wayside, it seems, and retail wise, and we're getting that. People from Smyrna are coming this way instead of going to Nashville, for instance, or Laverne or whatever, like you say, Nashville, coming this way. And so we have a lot of pluses. This is, living here is just absolutely fabulous, and I don't think there's hardly any churches that just not available to you if you want to, whatever, you know. And so it's all here. I don't know. It's good living, good school systems, and there's so much that we can sell the outsiders on about our community. Mm-hmm. And so,
well, you know, a lot of that is the government listens to business, and business listens to government here in Rutherford County.
Right.
Without that partnership, you're not going to have it. And you were mentioning Hickory Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, one of the reasons Hickory Hollow started fading is that the ladies were afraid to go over there and shop at night.
They were. My wife was one of them many years ago.
Yeah,
so,
and that is, to me, that is something that's unacceptable. And I know it would not happen in Murfreesboro.
No.
It would not happen in Smyrna. They would not allow something like
we
that to lose out on.
Yeah, that's right. I think you've always had a good perspective of what the county needed to be doing for in law enforcement realm, and then the city of Murfreesboro, the city of Smyrna, and city of Laverne. And so I think everybody appreciated and worked with each other quite well. And so I don't think so. I'm like you. I don't believe it happened in Murfreesboro. I may be wrong. Just don't believe it would.
Oh, I don't think so.
Great.
Because the community really has the mindset of achievement, and achievement means prosperous and great things for everybody, the way it's supposed to be. And as long as you keep that goal And it looks like we're going to have to take a quick
break.
Let's
take a break.
Okay. And we'll let you know that the last part of the show is brought to you by Mark Pearl and John Howerton. And it's Pearl and Howerton Automotive at 2006 North Main Street in Shevaville, Tennessee. And if you're looking for a Ford, Mercury, Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC, give them a call at 1-800-264-6800 or pull them up on the internet, pearlhowerton.com. And take about a 25-minute drive between Murfreesboro and Shevaville on 231 South. It's on your left. Go in. There's some really, really nice people in there, and they're willing to help you in all your needs.
Hello, my name is Lance Jenkins, candidate for property assessor. As your next property assessor, I will ensure that every property owner is treated fair and equally. I have over 17 years experience in the property assessor's office, serving from 1987 to 2004 as deputy assessor under former assessor Tommy Sanford. I would appreciate your vote for property assessor, early voting February 15th through February 28th. I am Lance Jenkins, and I approve this message, Lynn E. Jenkins, treasurer. Vote Lance Jenkins, property assessor.
Hello, this is Truman Jones. We have a new sponsor and one that you're going to be delighted with. It's National Healthcare, National Healthcare Corporation right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And this is where life is celebrated. Discover a different kind of care, one that ensures that you're surrounded by people who make a difference in your life. In 11 states, patients and residents feel right at home at National Healthcare Corporation's more than 130 affiliated healthcare centers and home care offices. Their family of facilities delivers exceptional rehabilitative, skilled nursing, and extended care in locations that are close to home and family. In line with their longtime commitment to provide a continuum of care to those who need their services at any age. And want to let you know that this is a local business started here, even though it's pretty much all through the Southeast. National Healthcare, Murfreesboro, where life is celebrated.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Dwight Faircloth. And you know, we started on a little bit on your family, but we didn't get to where you and Miss Jean Marie Faircloth MacArthur, where the lineage fell down or up to her.
Yeah, it's you know, there's still a lot of mystery about that situation, and of course her being here in Murfreesboro. Well, she was she's 101 when she died in 2000. I
Unbelievable.
Think she died,
yeah.
Born in 1898, excuse me, and lived up here. And so I'd love to sit down and talk to her, because most people think I'm her age, but I'm not 101 yet.
You're a little younger.
I'm a little younger than that, so it was kind of hard. And the funny part was, I was supposed to be up in New York before she passed away. She lived at the Waldorf Astoria. And I had a hotel room because my nephew was performing on Broadway.
And oh, really?
Singing.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And so, and I was going to talk to her. And I last minute had to cancel. And because,
you got to be kidding me.
And so I wanted to talk to her. And I'm still disappointed till this day that I did not. I know she was getting old, but I think at that time I could have still talked to her. And so I think, what a crying shame, because that's where I had booked a room.
I guarantee you she would have seen you.
She would have. Yeah, she would have seen me. I believe she would have. And so we're really disappointed in that, because I was disappointed didn't get to see my nephew in the play doing his
now tell
singing
me thing. his name.
He's David Faircloth.
David Faircloth.
He performed he sang soloist at the Cathedral in Washington, D.C. where the presidents go for about 8 years, and he was doing that too. And so he moved to Raleigh, North Carolina. He has a business in Cary, and so he sings at the Episcopal Church in Raleigh. And so he's musically inclined. He left me behind, so
Have you ever thought about bringing him over here and letting him perform here and in the home country?
That's what I ought to do, Eddie. Bring him over here. Let him perform. He's a little fellow with a big voice in the cathedral, which is very large. He's singing without a microphone.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't imagine that humongous auditorium.
People like that are blessed.
Thousands. Yeah, and had, I think ceilings, about 20-foot ceilings or whatever, for whatever they are. They're high as a kite. I saw him up there, and it was amazing. But, no, as far as Jean Marie, I would love to have been able to just sit down and chat with her. And I had my dad, too, because my dad loved history. Oh,
she is history.
She is history.
Yes.
Absolutely is history.
And you know, the thing that always, and I hate to bring anything negative up.
It's all right.
But the loss of her home here without being in the historic area and being preserved for forever still really bothers me. Because and everybody that knew her, that had connections with her, I have been blessed to know some of them and see some of the correspondence that came from her.
Right.
She was a very gracious, intelligent, and caring woman.
I don't think she
ever lost any of that when left here.
I think she was a great lady. She has a great reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know about the general and his run in and what happened to him, but she was different and I understand quite a precious lady is what I understand.
Right.
And I'd love to sit down here and talk with her in Murfreesboro, of course. But,
so would I.
Yeah, wouldn't that be it? Wouldn't
to have her on. I think the two of the ladies, Jean Marie Faircloth MacArthur and Miss Mary Hall. Could you imagine having those two on at the same time? It would just be mesmerizing. I mean, you could go on for hours with some of the conversation.
I love those interviews with Miss Mary Hall.
Yes.
I loved them. They were awesome.
Bob Bullen did them.
He did.
And I've been planning on it. I've still got to get those tapes that he did. And I think he did it, I'm trying to remember if it's the Murfreesboro station or whatever, but I think they have the tapes over at MTSU.
MTSU, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was great. I used to watch them. And then they would replay them. I'd watch them again.
Mm-hmm.
It just never got tired of hearing about that history. It just stuff like that's interesting to me. I guess get that from my dad. So.
Well, you and I grew up in a time where we would sit at the feet of our grandparents, whether it be our grandmother or our grandfather, and listen to their recounts of history or accounts of history and things that had happened when they were young and tell about some of the more interesting people and characters in our community. And that's one thing that I am so happy about the Rutherford County Historic Association.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg Tucker's on here every other Tuesday. And his mind is absolutely unbelievable how he's able to recant all these stories that he's putting down and relating it back to other people. Those storytellers, just imagine how much history in Rutherford County would be lost. And this is a county that's just steeped with history.
It is steeped with history. I remember in late 60s, I guess it was. I know it was. Yeah. When I was in Murfreesboro. And it was just before I got out of the Air Force. So it had to have been, I think, 68. Could be wrong. Could be off a year. I thought it was 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad had a light heart attack. Was in the hospital. We went down to Florida, of course, to see him. And an interesting story, if I got a minute to tell this.
Oh,
I got time, okay.
I don't care what Brian does.
We'll run him off.
Yeah.
Dad said to me in the hospital, he says, "Now, I don't know much about Murfreesboro except what I have read. I've got to get up there." It's okay. And he says, "There is a place," and he got to describing it, and my wife looked at me and smiled, and I smiled back at her. He said, "Now, this place was where once during the war, Civil War, there was a little, I forgot how he described it." And I went on, let him talk, didn't say a thing. I thought, I'm not going to interrupt him. I want him to talk. And he said, "I would love to go see that place sometime. And I bet you don't know where it is, do you?" I said, "Dad, if you walked out my front door and kind of turned to the left and walked 50 yards, you would be right on top of it." He said, "You're not serious." I said, "I'm very serious." And so he said, "Will you show me that when I come up there sometime?" He had just retired. Mm-hmm. I said, "Love to." And he said he wanted to see the battlefield. Aww. And things like that, because he loved that. He loved history, anything. Mm-hmm. He studied Abraham Lincoln, I think, and which was great. But mm-hmm. Dad knew. I said, "I think you know more about Murfreesboro than I do, and I'm going to have to learn about it," because I fell in love with Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. And I said, "Yeah." And so when Greg, I have to read his writings. I love to read Greg Tucker's writings. It's very interesting.
Oh, yes.
And people like
he makes
you
it come alive.
And you've got a lot of history in this area. Right?
Well, I've been here long enough to have history. Yeah, yes, right. I have a lot of relatives that I am very proud of. Really,
do you have
am.
Some school teachers in your family?
Yes, and there are some I'm the most proud of are the school teachers.
My wife went to Kittrell, that's why I say that.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. She graduated from Kittrell.
What was her class?
1964.
Okay, she wasn't far behind me. She's more like my brother's age.
Yeah, she was with Montgomery. Montgomery. Making records. Making records or breaking records. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you put it, but
she probably had my Aunt Nancy in the seventh grade.
She did.
Nancy McNabb, bless her heart. Mm-hmm.
And she loved Kittrell, still does.
How can you not love Kittrell?
And she said, "You know, I know we came from a little country school, but some many good things happened over it. So it's been wonderful. It's wonderful."
Now, wow. I expect some people that are listening today to look at you real close when you leave mm-hmm. and see how close you resemble Spencer Tracy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I guarantee you, you're going to have some. And talking about history, Dwight, we're going to have John Lodell and Bill Shacklett on tomorrow.
Wonderful.
And they have just come up with a new book, and it is
yes.
It has pictures of old Murfreesboro and how it's evolved, and including the courthouse and all the buildings around the square and out in the it's mostly inside Murfreesboro, but they have some that's outside the community, and we're going to discuss those okay. tomorrow, and that's going to be something
that'd be
to
awesome. I want to get a book and get it autographed.
Well, I have already got the book. Oh. Sorry, I beat you.
Okay, I understand.
They were very kind
very
to let me have
well,
it.
Well, great. I enjoyed being on your show. This has been fun.
Oh, it has been fun. Now you got to go out and earn a living and sell a couple of buildings. But okay. But I know you'll be successful, and you're going to be
you.
At the Farmer's Family Restaurant tomorrow night at 7?
The concert is at 7. You can come before and eat with us, and then and tickets are only $15 for the concert, so we'd love to have people there. We can get about 300 people around and enjoy a fabulous concert from one of the Gaither artists, mm-hmm. Jeff and Sherry Easter.
Now, and if you don't know what Dwight looks like, look for the guy that looks like you know who, Spencer Tracy.
Spencer Tracy.
And he'll be up there. He'll be the one in front of the mic.
Probably so.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow at 2:00.